some things have happened since then that I haven't really necessarily been paying attention to in the news. For example, this morning I was actually back in time from dropping them off at the airport to watch Good Morning America, and I heard this whole thing about gas shortage. And I was thinking, Big Fatty? Gas shortage? There's never any gas shortage with Big Fatty. Anyway, funny. No, not really that funny.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty? Not really that funny.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3473. BFO for right the 28th of May 2021, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day. Got some voice letters and a little sad news. Big Fatty, huh? No, not labor. Big Fatty, you fuck. I did fuck it up. Hi, everyone. I hope your fall right day is going well. Y'all, you won't be laborers until the first Monday in September. But y'all, well, I don't know what you are, but y'all, it's Memorial Day weekend. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I just want to remind you that Brian and the Bury and all of our other former service members, Big Fatty, and by service members, I mean armed services, all as opposed to servant, never mind, that's vulgar, I want to remind you that Memorial Day is for, folks who served in the armed forces, who have passed on, and, Veterans Day is, for Larry the Veteran. No, it is for the living, members of the armed, forces. Big Fatty, you've made that as clear as mud.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. No, no, not today. Tomorrow. Tomorrow the 29th. Y'all, it's a very important, anniversarium. Y'all, never met, this person, face to face, except on the Zoom. Y'all is sometimes a regular contributor, and sometimes just disappears like he's some Northeast straight daddy. And y'all, he's about to be a double daddy because y'all, it is the anniversarium of Dan and his very, very pregnant wife, Big Fatty. Mr. and Mrs. Northeast Straight Jenny's anniversarium on a Saturday. So y'all, if you see. I don't know if he's on the 20. I don't think he's on the 20, but he's on, probably on the face. If you see Dan, wish him and Mrs. Northeast Straight Jenny a very happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
see y'all this weekend. We have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all met this person many, many times at the G'days and at the Podcasters of America dinner at the Colonnade over there in Atlanta. Y'all, he died a little more than a year ago. Y'all just always had a smile on his face, and that we will continue to celebrate his entry into this world, because y'all, he touched so many, Ready? Inappropriately, too. Well, no. Well, yeah, he probably did. But y'all, I'm talking about, of course, none other than Gambit. Oh, Big Ready, we love Gambit. It's true, we do. And y'all, then, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all. She does that little show not very often. Nessa, y'all. She y'all seen her many times at many Pride 48s in Nawlins and out in Lost Wages. Y'all, she introduced all of us to pocket-sized Amy, who we all love also. And y'all, she is best known as Big Fatty's youngest daughter. Y'all, I am, of course, Big Fatty. Is she gonna remember that Father's Day is coming up in June on the 20th, maybe? Y'all, of course, I am talking about none other than Nessa. Big Fatty, we love Nessa. We do love Nessa, that's for sure. And y'all, then on Saturday, this one's been around the block. I gotta tell you, I'm hesitant to even mention this, because y'all, this is the fake birthday. Y'all, he double dips every year. Y'all, this is the fake one. But we're gonna pretend like it's the real one. Oh, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, you know I don't like the death phone. You just go over there. I'll take care of it. Hello?
Hey, Archer. This is Elizabeth Hasselbeck from ABC's The View. Just wanted to say hello.
Happy birthday.
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on Elizabeth Hasselbeck? Well, I think Archer would have wanted me to. And Big Fatty, she did a pretty good impersonation of him there. I just almost sounded just like him. Y'all, you may have guessed it. Saturday, it is the fake celebration of exiting the birth canal for the former podfather and current host of the Gnag Bangs and the Archer Little Show. Yes, Big Fatty is talking about the Apple snack products. Well, he's been doing that for years. Y'all, it's Archer. Big Fatty, we love Archer. He's a wino, but we love him. It's true. Y'all, so if you see Nessa or Archer on the 20 or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of vanilla sheet, iced sheet cake. Big Fatty, there's so many things when you're dealing with Archer. It's true.
Happy birthday.
Music as we go into Memorial Day weekend. It's true. Y'all, not a whole lot to report. Y'all, I did yesterday or Wednesday afternoon. Y'all, I did make a run to the Sam's Club after I brought my provisions home from the Von's East. You know, I didn't get to finish telling you about yesterday because the old stink pot called. But y'all, I filled up old Ruby Red 264 a gallon. Y'all, that's still very, very expensive. But cheaper than some places. Y'all, then I went on over to the Sam's Club. And y'all, since I'm having the wedge solids for Friday at Fatty's later tonight, y'all, I forgot to get the heads of iceberg lettuce at the Von's East. So they had a two-pack of them at the Sam's Club. I got that. And y'all, I got another jar of that good blue cheese dressing they have there. And y'all, they had y'all, it drew me in. Y'all, it was popcorn, but y'all, it was in with a Krispy Kreme donut glaze. Y'all, it was delicious. Y'all, it's like a 4-pound bag. No, it wasn't that much, but it's a giant bag. Y'all, I ate about a third of it Wednesday afternoon. Yes, Big Betty, now you're fat as a pig. It's true. Y'all didn't really have anything on the agenda for Wednesday evening. Y'all crawled into the live chamber at a very reasonable hour, and y'all, I woke up. Y'all woke up a little after 6 a.m. in the morning on Thursday, got up, had my coffee, watched Miss Gail King, and did my Sudoku, read the paper, and I was off on my morning nipple walk, did the big circle, came home, and y'all got my share, and now I'm recording a little earlier than normal, but y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, Scotty Rosie Bella here with a sad update, and I hope you play that sad soppy music that you play when terrible things happen. Dimitri, Greek god Dimitri, whose slogan given to him by me is "You can't put brains in statues." Anyway, oh, Dimitri, sweet, handsome, hunky Dimitri, who I was mentoring at work, has gone. That's right, gone. Last, when was it? Friday? Yes. Friday afternoon, disappeared. Someone said there was someone at his desk and he packed his stuff up and went out. And we looked on the computer system and it says on leave until the 6th of August. And then today, email from our manager. Hey everyone, just to let you know, Dimitri has resigned and won't be back. Bow, bow. So that was it. The one hunk that I had to perv at work for 2 days a week has gone. So now I'm just back to the old people. Oh well, that's sad. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Scotty, I'm sorry that Dimitri left you high and dry, Big Fatty. That sounds vulgar. Y'all, and that came in a little more than a week ago on the 18th. 10 days ago. So that's still fairly recent. And Scotty, I'm sure that you will find someone else to, as you say, perv over, Big Fatty. He's more and more like you every day.
Herbert Farter. It's Lala Lauren. Am I a lurker? Because I haven't called in over 10 years, and I wonder if that qualifies as a re-lurk. Can I be a re-lurker? Do I count as a half-lurk? Would that work? That rhymes. Anyway, I really need to see that picture. I think we all do, in these troubling times. So, yeah, I guess I never called about my Fauci ouchie. You could do a double up if you want.
It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with your stories of being vaccinated. Perhaps your first shot, or maybe you just got your second shot. Let us know how it's going. If maybe you're a little achy, or you felt nothing at all. And maybe you're excited about doing some things, going out to eat, or going on a special cruise of a lifetime, or maybe even, like the BFO, pulling out your Grindr app and turning on, turning up the special Chaya, listening for that bloop, bloop, because now you've got some kind of level of safety. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, everybody. Tell us about how it's going with your shots.
I had the COVID arm, which is a thing when you get the Moderna. I had a very large red patch on my arm for about 3 weeks. It finally went away. It was itchy and inflamed and gross, but it's gone now, basically. So, yeah, I was pretty sick the first time around, but the second one got me with that COVID arm. So, anyway, this has been your re-lurk or half-lurk call in addition with the vaccination report. So, have a lovely Tuesday. I'm on my morning nipple walk. That's what all the background noise is. And I had too much coffee. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Lauren. And, Miss Lauren, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, even if it's once in a decade. And as far as you qualifying as a lurker, let's ask the judges for their decision. Sorry, Miss Lauren, but y'all, I have made a decision that I am going to extend the offer because I haven't received any other lurker de-lurkings. I'm going to extend the offer through Monday, Memorial Day, before I eliminate the chance of sharing that picture with everybody. So, y'all, there's still time. Y'all get off your ass and get it done. Y'all, I'm running a little behind on little shows, and y'all, I just heard that Mike Johnson from the Gayish podcast, his grandmother, Ma Johnson's mom, passed away here recently this month. And y'all, then I learned on Thursday that on Wednesday, Casey in Denver's mother passed away. She had... it happened very suddenly. It was expected, but it's never easy. So y'all keep those two in your thoughts. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Memorial Day weekend. And Archer, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Just wanted to ask you, what did you think about that call from Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Big fatty? Not really that funny.
Oh! Well, do you need to go check yourself there, Archer?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.